So while I'm sure that sleeping in a rest stop of Desna's domain, it would definitely be the most optimal way to, like, sleep. What's your sort of sleep setup? What kind of routine you guys got when you hit the hay at night? When you slap that pillow with your head?
I mean, I just get in bed, put my covers on, and I go to sleep.
Simple man, John.
Yeah.
Mama told me when I was young.
Yeah, you only get 20 seconds.
We only sung 3 seconds at a time.
Seconds, yeah. Yeah, is it like 5 seconds? I can't remember.
I got a new routine. I'm all like doing skincare again. Done that off and on for a while.
Oh, heck
yeah. Okay. Now I'm getting back to it. So I do a good oil cleanse, and then I do an exfoliant, and then do a hydrating serum, followed by some moisturizer and maybe some more moisturizer. We have an aloe moisturizer. It's the optional one at the end.
Yeah, I do what you do. I pretty much just do like a face wash, and then Hannah has this like eye cream stuff to make my eyes look less horrible.
I have an eye cream. I need to find it because I'm not using it currently, but I bought it a while ago. So I need to get my eye cream out.
Yeah.
But we still, Rayla still sleeps in our room, so we have to be super quiet. Now that it's summer, I have to get out a different blanket because I will sweat my ass off if I use my normal comforter.
Yep.
I can't even use my sheet. Mm-hmm. Like I have a knit blanket that's like just warm enough, but it also breathes, and I sleep like I'm on a cloud when I'm under it. It's great.
Yeah.
I'm also experimenting with belly sleeping. I've never been a belly sleeper, but I'm trying to. I take naps on my belly all the time when I take naps, but like I'll just like
okay,
like if I have like, you know, 10 minutes where the kids are outside and Rayla's occupied, I'll just like flop down on my bed face down and I'll fall asleep, and I always have incredible naps. So I'm like, what if I do this at night? Because I always sleep so well, and I haven't been able to fall asleep yet. This has been a new experimentation. But I'm working on it. I'm trying to sleep at night. Yes, but I always end up making my hands fall asleep. So.
Yeah. Side sleeper.
Emily. I sleep on my back and on my side, and I'm trying to. But I snore more when I'm on my back. So I'm trying to. I honestly need to try.
Yeah, see, that's the main issue for me, too.
Yeah, I need to get some like, nose strips. I keep saying I'm going to do that, and then I like don't. But that might help my snoring, because I don't like to, and especially because the baby sleeps in our room, and sometimes it gets real loud.
Yeah.
Hey, Elise.
I get asked for that on Instagram, and every time I'm just like, how do you know that?
Because they're always listening, Jake.
Always listening even when I'm asleep.
Yeah, so on Instagram, my buddy just started talking to me about golf, because he wants me to start golfing with him, and now all of a sudden I have a bunch of channels getting recommended to me about golf, so.
Yep.
Yep.
My favorite is all the useless shit they go like, hey, do you like these hats? And then they're like hats that are supposed to look like from Red Dead Redemption 2. And they're like and they're like leather made and all that stuff. And I'm like, so why is it like $10?
To be fair, Mark would look great in a cowboy hat, just saying.
I mean, bullshit. Duh.
Bullshit.
No, I'm serious. That would look good.
Yeah, now I just need to play guitar and become a country singer.
Well, oh man, Mark, you can't do that because you will shoot right to the moon.
Yeah,
we'll never see you ever again.
His sweet dark voice. Oh. He'll be. Oh man,
if only that's a fight off the ladies. Murder ballads.
Or you can just get a sweet leather gun belt and carry a .44 Magnum around.
There you go. That'll do it.
Yeah.
Does anybody do a pillow arrangement on their bed that they have to like take down before bed?
I do. But before I go into my pillow arrangement, Kelly, I want you to seriously look into belly sleeping, because everything I've read about it is that it's literally just destroys your back over time. So just look into it.
Why would it do that?
All I know is that whenever... what was I watching? I was watching something, and this one person was like... he was like some sort of doctor man, and he was like, don't sleep on your belly.
He's a doctor man.
He's like, my wife had incredible back pain. We tried this, we tried that, and we found out she flips to her belly in the middle of the night. And once she was able to train herself out of flipping on her belly, her back pain went away. So it's just something about like your spine collapsing into like your belly or something, and how we can throw stuff out of whack. I'd look into it. Like if this is what you're going for, and this could be the rest of your life, I just want you to go into it eyes wide open.
Yeah. It is funny that Kelly's talking about that, because the last time that we talked about sleeping positions, not sleeping arrangements.
Okay.
But he said, and I quote, "People who sleep on their stomach belong in hell."
Yeah, I definitely said that before.
Do you have the recording right now that we can play?
it is recorded. I don't know what episode it was.
Find the voice clip.
I don't think it's going to take at night. I don't think I'm going to actually pull it off, but I take some pretty sweet naps, and I like always wake up with a nice satisfying drool puddle.
See, naps might be okay.
Yeah, because it's 10 minutes. Your body's not subjected to it for 8 hours. Well, ideally, like it's probably more like 5.5.
Let me tell you, Kelly. My wife, she had back pain, she had deep pain, she had foot pain, she had gout. She was flat on her, and then she slept on her back.
She was flat on her because she was sleeping on her belly?
Yes, I don't care what works for science.
All right.
#science.
Listen, I'm not a scientist, but
I will give up the...
Anywho.
I'll give up the goal.
Anyway. Tim. All right. Tim, what is your sleeping arrangement?
Okay. So, I, like Kelly, have a face routine, but I do mine in the middle of the day, not the end of the day. Side note. I got that brush and I got that flossing. And the way that I have to go into my room, so baby is still in the room, and during the summer, the door sticks to the top of the frame because the wood expands in the summer.
Yeah, it swells. Yeah.
I'm not trying to turn this into Timmy complaining, but I did call maintenance out for it, and it just didn't do anything. So the door,
I have grievances.
I must air out. So it makes a horrible unsticking noise every time that we go into the room. And every time I do it, I just am just so terrified the baby's going to wake up. And he doesn't. And then I have these three pillows. I have the pillow sham, because we don't have a headboard, so that protects my head from, accidentally smacking into the wall at night. I have...
Oh, when you go running and jumping into your bed, it protects you from...
How else do you get in your bed?
That's true.
Timmy...
The real trick is to do a flip.
I'm not there yet.
I mean, I'm sure he turns the light off and immediately jumps into bed so the demon can't get him.
No, that's why you do it.
Exactly.
Which is where I see my cuddle body pillow away.
It says, I'm holding it.
Those are for naps only, Cal.
It's amazing that Ariel's just so okay with that.
Why does it smell like french fries?
Just french fries in the pillow. He just eats
them. He has a spray bottle of McDonald's fryer oil and he just spritzes it before
yes.
bed. I don't care what Tim's actual thing is now. I like this one better.
Yeah, I know. Someone needs to send me a Mariah Carey body pillow so we can make this reality.
Please send a Mariah Carey body pillow
I'm
to
sure
Tim.
It exists.
I wonder what's more dangerous to your health, McDonald's fry oil or Baltimore City tap water?
Where do you think the fry oil comes from?
I mean, let's hope nature.
I would say the Inner Harbor water is probably the worst from D.C.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that you have to, I'm pretty sure if you swallow like a mouthful, you have to pretty much go to the hospital because you'll probably get like tetanus or some shit.
Oh boy.
Well, it sucks when you're in the Inner Harbor and you see the trash just floating there and you're like, yeah. Yeah, then you got some ass just jumping in like, hey, water. I'm like, nah, you don't want to jump in there, man.
I find dead bodies in there all the time, too.
Oh, yeah. Baltimore, definitely.
True. I think I said this one before. We're a little off topic. I think I said this one before, but there was some tourist family that they were like, oh, let's go to Baltimore Inner Harbor because it's a great place to go. Mm-hmm. Baltimore Inner Harbor is so much fun to go to. And they were just like, oh, let's go take a dip in the water. So they like, you know, they like jump in and all the locals are like, what are you doing? Get out of there.
What are you doing?
You can't get in there.
You fucking idiots.
And they're like, what? Well, I don't get what the problem is.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, and they come out and there's like a third arm grown out of their back, and you're just like, oh, there you go.
Oh, well, that's not good. Oh, it's already gangrene. Interesting. Hmm. Mark, speaking of, what's your sleep setup? What do you do?
Don't got much, really. I mean, like, I'm really terrible at this, just because my sleep setup is bed has to be a firm mattress. And I pretty much have to have a pillow, like one in front of my head, like, so I have it like set up like a V, so my head nestles in between.
Hmm.
Oh, I got, yeah, so I don't, sort of like cradles.
Yeah, because I usually sometimes will roll in my sleep, and then I've done it in the past that I roll straight off the bed, and I'm like,
oh no.
Fuck.
Oh my god, shit. That's funny. Sure, it's horrible, but it's funny.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, it keeps me still now. So, but the problem being is like I like winter overall just because blankets. So like during the summer, my sleeping arrangements just get completely fucked. Because I'm like I need to have one like cover on, but everything's too hot. So I find the thinnest thing I could possibly find, and then it just turns into a nightmare.
So you like my
sleep is pretty much fucked enough as is.
So you're a firm mattress. I'm a semi-firm, like not all the way, but like just a little bit of softness. What's everybody else at?
I felt like my back did better when I was sleeping, like sleeping on a firm mattress. Mm-hmm. Like when I was it had a softer one, I felt like shit a lot.
Mm.
I mean, actually, I used to sleep partially on a one of those things called tatami mats.
I don't know.
Like, really? Oh, tatami mats? Oh, yeah.
And I actually did pretty well on those too. I just like a firm surface. So
anybody here a soft mattress person? Squishy?
Yeah, like at hotels and stuff, like is it always a super soft mattress?
Yeah, I know.
Like, I can't sleep.
So we have a mattress topper, but that's mostly just for like insulation because of the fact that like it's supposed to help like cool and everything like that, because I am just a sweaty mess no matter what the situation I'm in. I was going to finish this off with mine. So I do the normal like nighttime routine, brush teeth, you know, whatever. But my favorite one to do is to the bed's pretty much average, but I like to set up. We usually have like a fan to like blow directly on the bed to keep my ass cool. But I always love putting on some of the like ambient noise so I can sleep like a little baby. You can do like the rain. You can do like the cabin fireplace with like the light snow outside.
That's my white noise.
Yeah, the fan.
Yeah. Well, the fan is mostly to keep me cool.
No. See, mine does a nice little grinding sound. So I'm like, all right, that's perfect.
Yeah,
this family was really little. We did fan and crackling fire at the same time.
See, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah.
Then you wake up, you're like, ah, the hell is this?
It's a relaxing fire, not a raging inferno.
I was going to sleep listening to a good old California rock band.
It's the sound of high beats.
Every dream is just.
Every 10 minutes, you're going to be down.
Speaking of hippies, do you think witches are hippies?
Depends.
No. Do you think hags are considered hippies?
I think it depends on the hag.
I think witches are their own genre, right?
Hags are, at least.
I'd say they're more...
Yeah, but witches...
But maybe they're not all hippies, but I think most hags probably sell Mary Kay.
Yeah, I was going to go along the line of, like... I don't even know if this is, like, an appropriate term anymore, but, like, gypsies, or whatever the, like, appropriate term for gypsies is now.
Oh yeah, they definitely love using this stereotype in like Northern Europe and stuff like that, or like Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
So I want to retcon something. It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Okay.
And I'm glad I didn't think about it until now because of the fight that's coming up. But I am going to give a hero point to Kelly for using Dispel Magic on the trap.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh. Yay. Wow.
Because that was definitely going to be a three-episoder, but...
Oh, yeah. No, I was really proud of that one. I was actually a little sad I didn't get a hero point.
Well, you're getting it now, and I, you know, it's funny. I wrote a note down somewhere, and then like maybe on my desk or something like that, and I throw it away or whatever. But I made a mental note this time, like while we were setting up, I was just like, got to give him a hero point because good job on doing dispelling magic on that thing.
Nice,
cool.
Because you know, it's funny. It didn't say anything about that in the book, but I was like, it's a magical trap. Mm-hmm. Sounds like it.
Love it.
Nice. Yeah, I'm
sure you crushed it too.
Yeah, I rolled really well. I think I rolled like a 16 on the die. I used my hero point to get it. My first roll
sucked.
So I used my hero point.
So you get it back then, yeah.
So I got it back.
Hero point economy.
Yep. So I use your hero points for hero shit.
Exactly. I do want to bring you back to the end of last episode, as you were made painfully aware that the hag, that you don't know her name, but her name is Kaleni, she used some kind of spell to disappear. You guys figured out she was not in the room, so she did something, and you now know that she went to the other room and alerted the other hags. And they said something along the lines of, I'm not listening back, they said something along the lines of, come meet your doom adventurers.
And I said no.
So, I want to know what you guys are going to do. You guys are out of combat, but you know that they're waiting for you.
Clearly.
Do we want to go in right away? I mean, if they're not going to rush us, do we want to make sure that we all have focus points and whatever?
I'm good on focus points.
Well,
how about health?
Elquity, he's
my health. 102. I'm 134.
I'm down. I'm down.
I was joking, by the way. I was making a joke.
What?
I think rushing in immediately when they're already ready for us would be not a great idea. But
oh, I guess this is what I would expect Benson to want to do. Let's see.
That's what my character would do.
Enlarge is a 5-minute spell, so you have you have more time, but not enough for a 10-minute rest.
I don't think they're gonna wait 10 minutes, to be honest. Because I think the longer we wait, the more that they're gonna try planning something. I mean, we know that there was 2-3 creatures in that room. And I couldn't figure out what the hell the one was. So we have no idea what type of magic they have.
Well, I say regardless of what we do, we should do the pincer maneuver. I'll go top, and then whoever can come with me, and then Benson bottom.
Yeah, that'll work.
You want to split the party?
I do. I mean, it's right there. Like, we could pincer them, and that way we're not all bundled up in this hallway where they can just do area of effect and line spells and kill us all.
Yeah, they're definitely going to do some area.
Yeah.
Question. When you said you disabled that tree thing, was it completely disabled? Because I remember Jake saying something like...
No, there was something that we had to put in to restore the tree to harmony. It was disabled for the time being.
That's what I'm asking. So, like, is it just going to suddenly reactivate?
We haven't been here very long. We could just see.
No. You haven't been here very long. I was going to make it for a day anyway. For 24 hours.
Thank you, generous. Damn.
Okay. Well,
I was just double checking because that would be some shit. Just going. Oh, let's go in there and then
wop 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 wop.
Go to the other side. Just hear.
I thought you disabled this.
Before we start strategizing, what do you think these witches are doing here? What do you think they're arguing about? We have the key to get here. Do you think it's possible that they're stuck here? Maybe they've been here a long time.
It's a possibility. I mean, the sheer fact they were arguing with each other, I mean... I only could tell what two of them were, but the the skeletal beast. If they're trapped here, then that means if they find out that we have the ability to go in and out, they will be definitely gunning for us.
I think they already know that we can come and go because we showed up here.
Well, that is true. I'm just curious on what that other one is.
Yes, I'm curious if these things are as dangerous as you all say they are. This could be quite a fight.
I would be absurdly surprised if they didn't have a way to get in and out.
Sure, that makes sense there.
Especially the Bone Devil, who can probably just hop back to his home whenever he feels like this.
Interesting.
Yeah, if he knows something.
So are you saying there's no way out of here without a fight?
Not unless we turn sail and run.
Yes.
That's not an option.
No, we have to continue forward, so...
I can, if you want, I have an idea.
This is a bad idea.
Yes.
What are you thinking?
So, I am... So you see shadowy magics envelop Grimshaw, and his visage begins to waver with the shadows until you cannot recognize him anymore, and from the wisps of shadow that disperse, he looks like a hag.
Oh, shit. Hi, guys. I'm the new hag.
That's Amelia Stafford.
Yep.
Benson, kill it!
So what are you proposing here? Diplomacy?
I'm not...
Do I have voice? Oh, so no, it doesn't disguise my voice. Oh, well. Wait, so what level pretend. Is it? What level do I have it at?
Ignore my voice. I smoke 6 packs a day.
Well, maybe I'll just use deception to try to do my voice.
This is my best hag impression. What do you all think?
I don't know.
Alright, well, I'm just going to be like...
I don't know.
Hello, fellow hags.
Yeah, this is
like, you come here often?
And she has like a skateboard or something under her arm. Pull out this wicked trick.
I mean, you can try it.
Alright, so I'm gonna...
If anything, it's a distraction.
Yeah, right. So I'm gonna scamper off to the north. I'll be like, I'll go from the other way.
Alright. Alright, okay. I will pull your tokens over now.
Oh, just remember, we shouldn't all go up north.
No,
okay, okay. No, no.
Yeah.
Alright, who should go with who?
Grimshaw.
Hey.
I can hit Benson with some buffs.
Sure.
Let's go.
I'm curious, Tim. Does Grimshaw?
Grimshaw.
Grimshaw. Yeah. Grimshaw. Is his weapon cold iron?
Let me check.
Or is it your armor?
It's cold my iron? Armor is cold
the
iron.
The armor is, yeah.
All right, right. I couldn't remember if it was like his thing was magical. Okay. I mean, Elk would go up north. As well, okay. Like hiding, like stealthing.
Yeah, sure.
So in case the deception fails, he just goes, "Fuck it, we're dead."
Yeah,
that's right. We'll stick with Benson then. Grimshaw leaves, I will give him a stone skin.
Ooh.
All
right, you know how that works, Tim.
Wait, as stone skin to me? Oh, yeah, yes. I know how that works. You take time off of it and stuff like that when you take hits and stuff like that.
Yeah, so you're going to get stone skin, and Benson, sick. You will also get stone skin.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, he touches you guys, and your skin turns all cracked and hard, stony.
Except for mine. Mine looks leathery and old.
It's under the illusion.
Under the illusion.
And I would say before combat will inevitably start. Because this is...
This is totally going to work.
So the way it could possibly go wrong.
Yeah, then you're going to insult. You're like, yeah, that Baba Yaga, she really sucks. I mean, oh, damn it. No.
I hate chicken feet. I mean...
Mmm. Yummy. All right.
Children's souls are not tasty. Damn it.
Let us just be peaceful.
Are we going in
before
then?
This? Yeah,
I'll go in combat first.
Yeah.
Right, hold on, wait. Mark wants to do something. Okay.
I'm trying to do something. So before this, he picked this little number up in town. He's going to click two bracelets together on his arms.
Mm-hmm.
To activate his bracers of dash.
Ooh. Ah, nice.
Because why not add a plus 10 to my speed?
Yeah.
Yep.
So just doing that, and he is going to be stealthing actively.
Okie dokie.
Because, like, from his viewpoint, he can see two of the hags, whatever that. Red one is like from,
yeah. I mean, if you go down the hallway at all, excuse me. If you go down the hallway at all, you can still see them. They are pretty much in the same spot that they were.
But what I'm saying is, like, from this point of view, I almost have a clear shot.
Well,
like,
maybe you shouldn't be in viewpoint. You can listen out, because if you're in view, then they're just gonna see you. So
yeah. Remember the hallways there are not entirely.
Yeah, they're not to scale.
They're not
the
scale.
Right.
Okay.
So as long as you just keep out of sight, but keep within earshot, I think you'll be set.
Yeah. So that's what he's going to do, and have his eclipse out, because cold iron seems to be quite effective.
All right. So just to give you a little insight. So like I said, leathery skin robes are a bit tattered. I actually conjured what looks to be like a wound. So it looks like I've just like gone through some battle. I'll do it so that like my nails kind of look slightly extended, like I'd use them. Just like, you know, gray hair, just like
Don't
disgusting
boil
face,
on your nose.
Boil on my nose. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like limp in, and I'm like, and I look, and I kind of look a little surprised, like, oh, sisters, a place of refuge. I came here to look for a good passage, but it seems that this place has been infested with goody two-shoes.
All right, go ahead and, what is the, what is the bonus that you get from the disguise self on this?
Okay, so the illusory disguise.
Uh-huh.
There's this evil woman named
so
Dorothy after me.
I get bonuses to prevent others from seeing through my disguise. So it doesn't mean they're necessarily trust me. Like, if they don't trust other hags, they wouldn't necessarily trust me more. But if were trying to figure out I wasn't a hag, I have a bonus to that. So if you want me to roll for that, or if you want to roll against my like passive deception.
Well, you were trying to deceive them, so this will go against their will DC, I guess?
Perception DC.
DC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now, did you... I guess because I'm just straight up deceiving them, I'll just use my regular bonus. But if at any point you want me to roll to convince them I am a hag, I guess I'll add my bonus. Uh-huh. So it's at your discretion. It's a plus four, so it's a pretty hefty bonus. That's why I don't want to, you know, throw it around like it's
go ahead and roll. You at this point are trying to feign that you are a hag.
Okay.
And you that whole spiel you just
got. Gotcha. Okay. All
so
right.
Go ahead and roll.
All right. Oh boy. This is going to be a little bit of a tweener. I didn't expect to roll so low. So how about a 38?
Cool. 38.
Wow, deception, man.
Did I mention I was a master of deception?
Very nice.
Okay, so So yeah, as you walk in and do that, they go,
sister, please come in. Thank you. Tell me, have you all found a place, a way out of here?
Oh, we come and go as you please, unlike you.
I would like you to roll. They will save.
Meh. Oh, no. But I got a 38. 38, Jake. That's really good.
But I feel like hags don't trust each other no matter what.
Yeah. So. Oh, I don't know about that one. 34?
A 34. Let's see. That is a critical success.
That's just a random failure.
No, sorry, I was pulling up the character sheet to see if that was a critical. Yeah, so that is a critical success. I don't even know what would have happened.
Nothing happens.
I was gonna say, yeah, target is unaffected. I would, however. Like you to all roll initiative.
Oh man.
Damn, it didn't work.
How did they I could have rolled better, but not much better. Oh my gosh.
Maybe I'll give a little bit of a of a peek behind the curtain, as this is not gonna be used again. You ever heard of the spell Prying Eye?
No.
So they like know everything that's happened. They saw me transform and everything.
An invisible floating eye, 1 inch in diameter.
Wait. Oh. Invisible? Kel had see invisibility on.
That whole time?
I did.
I mean,
he would have seen that.
Yeah, it's 10 minutes.
Yep.
Yep.
He would have just seen a floating eye following us around.
I mean, they had heard you guys was walking around, so they sent it in one, and then so they sent it into the north.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
To come behind you, and then you walked in there. So then they were just like, "All right, wait."
I just like to think it's just like, "Oh, this they will never discover my disguise," and it's just like he runs behind the counter, comes back like a Superman disguise.
This is a coven of hags. I don't know what to tell you.
There's only three allowed.
All right, so let me go ahead and get the initiatives going here on everybody. So let's get them in there, and then I will get you and you and you two.
Man, classic Kezra initiative. Right.
Oh.
Roll 7 on the die.
Alright, so let me go ahead and roll for NPCs really quick. I'll just roll all that.
So,
okay.
With a fucking war, I can't see Tim in the room. Is he just like surrounded by three hags in a boat devil right now?
Might as well be.
He's kind of terrified.
All right, let's go down the line here. This is going to be... Wait, 1, 2, 3... Did I not grab Kezra? Oh, maybe I didn't. There it is.
So actually before that, the one that was talking, because I imagine like I could at least hear them talking, which... Do I recognize the hag talking to him?
It was the one that you saw earlier that you couldn't identify anything on.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yes.
Never mind. Because I was like, if it was the other one. Because no, from this viewpoint, no. Apparently I can see Night Hag. So.
Oh yeah. From there. No. So you wouldn't really be able to see that. You could be in this square right here to be able to see stuff. But it's just that Foundry isn't too precise with how the walls are working.
Right,
so.
Right. Okay.
But I mean, if you click on Tim's character, you can see how the room's laid out, though, to kind of like plan your stuff. All right, Kezra, what was your initiative?
18. Yep.
Elkwood Grimm.
Dirty 30.
Cool.
Whoa. Sir Benson Black.
28.
Nice. And Grimshaw.
Grimshaw is going to do a little something different for his initiative. Something y'all haven't seen yet. So as like the ruse is kind of over and like combat is like beginning, you see the illusory disguise just kind of fall. And it doesn't fall by itself. There's actually, the hags see what look to be like circles. Small circles are start to create itself around him, and these circles have like intricate ruins, and they see what appears to be like a worm made out of stars just crashing through the circles around his head, and it looks like his body is getting agitated and speeding up and also slowing down at the same time. I am destabilizing my time stream in order to gain a boost to my initiative. I roll a flat check. If I fail, it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
If I succeed, it's really good.
Okay. I love this ability because it sounds like something straight out of DBZ.
Yes.
So.
Okay. I got a 17 on the die, so I succeeded my flat check. I had to get a DC 11 or higher, so I destabilize my time stream. My body coalesces into an agitation of speed, and I get an automatic plus 19 to my initiative modifier.
Holy shit. I'm sorry, you what?
Automatic plus 19 to my initiative modifier. And because I was deceiving entering combat, that's a plus 19 plus a plus 19, so I have a 38 for my initiative.
Oh my god.
Man, if at least really strong, you make them up.
Yeah.
You should really write that one into to Jason Ballman. He'll really like that.
Yeah, which third party is
it? I wish I could write. This is amazing.
So what happens if you fail?
I get a plus one to my initiative.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
actually, no.
I mean, okay, here's the thing, too. If you are deceiving as you are, as you are, that's still a 20.
Yeah, it is.
That would still be really a 20. So. Yeah, still, yeah. Still would it be Kesra in this.
Yeah,
Grimshaw. Yeah. Grimshaw, it is your turn. You realize as you walked in and pretended you were a hag that they tried to cast some horrible spell on you.
Oh, gosh. So the hag is just right in front of me. I'm going to swing out. Let's go. 26.
All right, so you're swinging at the large one with the hair.
Correct.
She was with the red hair. She is clearly the leader in this.
Yeah, so I got a 27.
Miss.
That's what I thought. I didn't roll very good. And with my last two actions, I don't know about this, but I feel like I should. Man. I thought I knew what I was going to do, but now I'm scared because I'm just in here and all these hags just start wailing on me. So did we take 10 minutes before we went in here, or did we just go in here?
We did not take 10 minutes.
Okay. This is going to be really bad. Grimshaw's probably going to die. So I'm going to swing again, and then I'm going to raise my shield. So let's try to swing. It's better, but I don't think it's going to be enough. 29. And I raise my shield, and now I wait for death.
Well, if you die, your next character will become a hag.
All right. It now comes to Kalini. She was the night hag, so she was the one that you guys beat up in the other room, killed her horse.
Killed her horse and beat her up.
Just killed her horse and beat her up. So she's very, very angry that you shoved off one of the highest level spells I think I've ever seen.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So, in which case, she is going to,
So Grimshaw is, before you do that, Grimshaw is like, oh, so you were the one who tried to cast that spell?
She goes, yes, and now you'll deal with my sisters. As she takes a step back into the room and casts Ray of Enfeeblement at you.
No, I don't like that.
So she is going to, is it a attack?
Yeah, it has to hit me and then I roll fortitude save.
Okay, gotcha. Alright, let me see if this works. Save, right?
You know.
So there's going to be... I believe you guys can see this. I'm not too worried about it. Oh, you can't. You can see the spell. You can't see the roll.
That's all good.
25.
You see... See, this is what actually happens. He has a shield raised, right? And his shield... I don't know if I've actually talked about it, but it has the, you know, the emblem of the...
Wait, sorry. Before you go on. Does sicken go down with every round?
Yeah.
No. Sicken stays unless you throw up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
that's fine.
The spell, because you can see the spell in the feed, it doesn't say anything about rolling to attack.
It does?
It says...
It does.
It does? Okay. Yeah, I just can't read.
No. It probably doesn't show all the information. Okay. It probably just shows what it does and the effects.
Sure.
But, yeah.
Targets.
Yeah.
So...
I just wanted to make sure. Well, hold on. Wait. Here's a good question. How much time did you guys take getting over
here? We didn't take any time.
We casted
probably
a couple,
2 minutes.
We had a brief conversation. We cast a couple of buffs, and then we immediately split up, and then Tim moved over.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Benson's still
here's
large.
The thing. So she would. Yeah. So she would not be sickened anymore.
Oh,
because
she'd probably take the time to upchuck.
Yeah. It's like yeah, she would take that long, gangly finger, stick it in her throat, and go.
She's like, excuse me, my sisters. I gotta. Give me a moment.
Don't worry. It'll be okay. You can get it out.
They hold her hair back. You know,
I mean, that's kind of
nice. Good friends do. Yeah. No, they're witches. They probably beat her on the back of the head and told her, stop being weak.
But you got sick from a little bit of.
As she's vomiting, they're hitting her. So 27.
No.
Okay, all right, just wanted to make sure. Continue with your whatever you're doing.
So what happens is, I don't know if I've described this shield too much, but I think I mentioned that it has, like, the symbol of my order on it. So it's, like, you know, a blood-soaked briar. And as the spell is, like, careening towards Grimshaw, he actually holds it to the spell, and the spell actually bounces off of it. Like most magics, they just kind of go through or you have to dodge, but his actually, it bounced off and careened elsewhere. Because he has a spell guard shield.
Okay. All right. Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, that is the end of her turn. Took a step back and pointed a spell at you. Then it comes to Elkwood.
Okay, so Elkwood is unfortunately in a position where he really doesn't want to walk into this room, but he's going to have to.
Yeah, so give everyone at home listening, Grimshaw is in the entrance, is in the square directly outside of the hallway, meaning that nobody could really get around him in order to get into the room. So Elk, you can be directly behind him.
Yeah, but can I move past him anyway?
Yeah, you can move past him if you want to get into the room.
I mean, I see him, I'm like, it's a hag, and then stab him.
I found the hag!
Then why is there another one? I don't want to have the mirror go in there, too. Hold on. I'm trying to click just my token, but the mirror is attached. It's like,
that's because he loves you.
Yeah, aww.
Is Jake wanting me to kill him?
I do. I want to kill that bird.
Yeah.
As a man who loves birds, I hate that one.
Where is... Okay, I'm just trying to move my character, so...
Oh, if you hit escape, it should, like, deselect, like, whatever you have.
It didn't.
Oh.
It just says reload application.
Oh. So, try clicking your token now, see if it... There you go. Like that?
Okay.
Can you click it now?
Oh, I'm still connected.
You're still connected. Oh, that is strange. All right. Where do you want to move? Just ping, and I'll move you.
So I want to move Elkwood right here.
Right, meow.
Yeah, like, and he is basically like vibrating almost because of his increase in speed.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees Nighthag. I feel like I would have to do another hunt prey on her just because you know, 2 minutes passed and didn't see her on prey, and he's just going to toss Eclipse at her.
Nice.
And
alrighty.
He's like, remember this?
Oh, yeah, because you blinded her that one time.
That is...
Ow!
That is a 29 to hit.
That is a hit.
Yes!
Let's see. Rather use the app for this one, because my D4s are somewhere.
Oh, no.
I have to find my D4s. They're in a bag, probably somewhere.
I was gonna ask if the cat ate them.
No. No, she's not that dumb. Alright, so that is with Hunter's Edge. Let's see. Not bad. 13 points of damage, plus it is cold iron.
Correct. So she takes, you said how much damage?
13 right now.
13. Okay. And then so she takes an additional amount of damage.
Sweet. And then returns back to his hand.
And goes, whoop, back to his hand.
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat. With the Foundry update, there's an undo button on damage, so...
Nice.
Yeah, so for some reason, if you do that, you can, like...
I like at this point, Elk goes into the room, hits her, and then turns, looks over, and sees these two other hags. He's like, oh, no.
Yeah, he's just like, oh... Oh, boy.
I'm head out. That's
The hag that is in the... back of the room, so the south side of the room, I should say.
Yeah.
Hag in the back. So she is going to...
It's like a weird song. Hag in the back.
Hag in the back. There's an episode title somewhere in there.
You're talking about the one below the red-haired one, right?
Correct. Yeah. So yeah, she is the same size, but she's a lot like skinnier, a lot like more gangly, and her hair is dark. And she's not she just has like rags. She doesn't have like jewels and bangles on like the leader.
That's
clearly
the one
does.
Identified, I think. Right.
Correct. Yeah, you identified her as an anus hag.
Good thing you said it, because I was gonna say anus hag. Yeah.
Anus hag. Hey, don't fight anus hags. You don't know what they'll do to you.
They're gross enough as it is.
Attack the anus.
Come give me your anus. No.
Oh, no, you attack
I
worst.
Can't have that.
You're so you're the worst one.
Alright, so the what does she want to do?
Yeah, we're so fucked.
Alright, she is going to stand there and she is going to turn towards the other door. Confident. And waiting.
Oh, she's gosh.
Standing there.
Menacingly.
Menacingly. and as her turn comes around, you can start to hear her whisper something. Benson, it is your turn.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I can hear the fighting going on.
Yeah.
Can I hear the fighting?
Yeah.
Yep. Let's go. I guess I have reach, so I can tap this lady.
Yeah. So once you get out of the hallway, there you go. So now that you're out of the hallway, yeah. So you are pretty much toe to toe, just about corner to corner, with the Anus Hag on the south side, the one that just went.
This is not far this one. 27.
That is a hit.
Wait, I don't remember him strike for some reason.
Oh.
Benson threw down a sword.
28, I guess. Okay.
Let me enter.
18 points of damage.
Alright. That is going to be... let me make sure.
She has DR.
Yeah.
I believe they do. Well, hold on. Let me see if...
Yeah, no, she was the one that has DR or something.
Benson, you get an additional 2 damage from being enlarged.
So, yes. 20 points of damage.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so you said 20 total?
Yeah, 20 total.
Okay, so in which case, she does take a little bit less.
Alrighty, and...
She laughs in your face.
she laughs, I'll strike again. for another 27.
Yeah.
14 points of damage.
Alright. Again, she takes a little bit less.
Alright, well, that's Benson's turn.
Don't okay. think Benson goes.
Oh no.
I see what you're doing with that line of effect.
Alright, so now now it comes to the main one's turn. The main one here is going to do something very interesting. She puts her hands and her fingers up towards the ceiling and she begins lifting something. And a cage built of cold iron fingernails spring out of nothing and wrap around you, Elkwood.
No. Dick.
In fact, not.
Hack.
So, she... her name is Rusty May, by the way.
Rusty May.
That's
kind of fun. I like it.
My name's Rusty May.
My name's Rusty May. Welcome to my dreamscape.
So what she does is she does this and she reaches out, and so I need to attempt a athletics check to grapple you. This would be against your 42 DC.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, it's not my worst.
34.
Fuck. It's not a crit.
Okay.
Seven total.
Okay, so that is a success. So you are grappled.
Wait. Is he now? By the mace of Milani, be free! And I extend Milani's mace, and this is great. Because I'm going to do Liberating Step. So like, if he takes damage, let's do that first.
Okay, there is no damage tied to this, but wait, let me check before I say that. Unlink, to be within reach. So, no, it does not say anything about damage. Okay, so no.
Okay, so,
go ahead and do your thing, Tim.
So two things happen. My Divine Smite activates, and that enemy is going to start taking persistent damage because deigned to try to imprison a friend in some sort of bondage. So they're going to take 4 points of damage at the end of the turn, and then they can roll to try to shake it. This is persistent good damage. You know, in case they happen to be good, and I didn't know that. And also, Elkwood, you get a free reroll to break out of that.
Right now. And awesome. Yeah, because it's like, what, a cage? Like, a bond?
It says, here, let me read it. It's called Bonds of Iron. I'm not going to say that. Rusty May can cause a cage built of cold iron fingernails to spring out of nothingness. So, which fingers just go up from the ground?
This is gross.
This is so gross.
Oh, God, don't touch me. And then, like, he panics for a moment, then gets that inspiration, the fact. Because I could use acrobatics to get out of this, right? Escape attempts.
This is going to be... So you need to make a escape attempt.
So, guess what my acrobatics is.
I don't know, can you pretty use good, acrobatics for escape?
It's up to the GM.
Let me see.
Because
hold on.
It's typically athletics or your unarmed attack bonus. It could be thievery if it's like ropes or something. Acrobatics would be up to Jake.
So,
okay.
The only reason why I would say no is because it says it's a cage. So if it was like some sort of I don't know to me a cage is like a really tight really tight cage
well, that's unfortunate,
but you still get a free attempt at this,
I'm looking at escape. It says attempt to check using your unarmed attack modifier. You can attempt an acrobatics or athletics check instead of using your attack modifier if you choose. So it just says it right there in the escape action.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, never mind.
That's what I was thinking, because like acrobatics doesn't necessarily mean I'm backflipping through shit. It's more like I could squirm, like I'm a squirmy person.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm all oiled up and just going
to okay. Yeah. Yeah. You know why I wasn't too sure about it? It's just because in the Bonds of Iron thing, in the grapple part. It says athletics, but if you click on escape the action, that's when it says athletics or acrobatics. So
okay.
you may make your acrobatics.
Thank God. All right, because I got a plus 19 on this. Roll, motherfucker. 30.
A 30. You just make it.
Wow. Yeah,
that was a middling roll. That was an 11.
Okay, and also, Elkwood, because you escaped, you can take a free step in any direction.
Oh, I do.
Yeah?
Yep.
Boop.
I move a little north.
Okay. Tell us if there's AoE that hits you. It's not going to hit me squarely.
All right, that is the end of her turn. Well, kind of, because after that, she also starts to go...
Oh, wait, she takes her 4 points of damage, and then you need to roll to see if it sticks around.
All right, so I take how much damage?
Four.
Okay. And then what do I need to roll here?
Just a 15 or higher.
Just a 15 or higher. Let me...
Very sweet roll.
Yeah.
I know. That is going to be a 18.
So that was flat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
Man.
Flat.
Man. That's so good.
All right. Anyway, so yeah, she ends her turn by going.
I don't like that.
Kezra, it is your turn.
All right. Thank God. So Kezra following Benson into the room. Gets to right here.
All right. So you're right in the hallway still, right behind Benson.
All right. The edge of the hallway. And I see just a juicy line of witches.
No way. A juicy line. There's no way. Can you get all of them?
I can. Yes, I can. From
yep,
here,
I believe you can.
I get all of them.
Oh my god.
I believe that thing called a fifth level lightning bolt.
Alrighty.
Lightning bolt heightened to fifth level.
About the outcome of this spell.
Alrighty, so I'm gonna go ahead and see. Alright, so the first one in the line there, her name is Cena.
Oh, okay.
Not related to John at all.
And her name was Hag Cena.
And her name was Hag Cena.
Just wait till you meet my brother.
That is gonna be a 33.
That's a success.
All right. Rusty May. 24.
Ooh. Fail.
Oh, 25. Sorry.
Fail.
Okay. And then Kaleni in the back.
Come on.
She actually has the best one here. A fail, actually.
Oh, boy. So I rolled 50 points of damage.
Oh my god.
I got 3 11s. Two 9s and a 2.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
6 on
damage for a 5th level lightning bolt.
So good.
Jeez. Okay.
So good.
Wow.
So good.
That was awesome.
That was incredible.
So 125 points of damage, basically.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And Kendra is also very confused because he does not see the Bone Devil in this room.
I know. I'm so worried about that.
No one remarked on that. I was very surprised.
That's because I was just hoping you just forgot about it.
I kind of just assumed he's backing out.
You think I forgot about a Bone Devil, too?
I mean...
Yeah, that's a god. He just left. He was just like, fuck this shit, I'm out.
That's right. Like we were talking about earlier, it's like, they're trapped in here. Like, Night Hag especially, and Bone Devils are powerful enough magical beings to go wherever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
These hags definitely have some of the most interesting stuff to them, and it's one of those things that like I'll tell you guys afterwards off air or something like that. Hags are just such interesting stories.
So is the hag that we fought before who's up in the top corner? She's still alive.
Yep.
Still alive.
I don't think we hit her that much.
We did a lot of damage to her in the other room.
We did.
Yeah, you did, but
night
hags
are up there.
And I just did 50 more damage to her, and she's still standing.
Yeah. No, she's not doing good. I'm not going to lie to you.
Going good. Thank God.
Grimshaw, it's your turn.
All right. Grimshaw is going to swing, baby, swing at old Rusty May. My dice fell. I'll just roll another one, because I can't. It's gone. It's just gone.
It's just gone.
It's gone.
Did it go behind your desk?
No, my desk is a mess. I'll tell you about it later.
Oh, okay.
But I got a 37 to hit.
That'll hit.
Finally. Oh my gosh. Alright. How's about 16 points of damage?
16 points of damage is commendable.
Alright, and I'm going to pray to Milani.
Milani! Strike down that night hag.
And I'm going to use a battle prayer to see if I can finish her off.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to call out my deity. I'm going to take attempt a religion check against their will DC. So it's not a gimme. It's not a gimme by any stretch.
Yeah.
31.
31, that is a success.
Oh my gosh, okay. It's not the most damage, but it is some damage, and I'm hoping that is just enough. Come on. 6 points of damage.
Not enough, I'm sorry.
That was max, by the way.
Oh, was it?
I know it is. Battle Prayer is cool, but it's definitely one of those, like...
Yeah.
I thought it was a D8. Like you did. You hoped it was
just enough,
damage,
but it was just not enough. So with my last action, raise my shield. Because I'm scared.
Kaleni, angry at the sorcerer and down there, continues the incantation that both Cena and Rusty May started.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And she walks to the center of the room and looks directly at you, Kezra.
What? Why?
Oh god, is it chain lighting about to go off?
You hit her for like...
She does something. I need you to make a will save.
Oh boy. You have a hero point.
As she is holding on for dear life, she reaches out and...
Oh man, there you go.
She had gone down. She had gone down with this spell falling through. Okay, this is my worst save.
Oh, man.
And I rolled a nat 17 for 32.
Okay.
Let's go.
Oh, well, that's good, because you would have been dominated otherwise.
That's what I've been afraid of this whole time.
Wow.
Thank
you,
Benson.
Wait a minute. Yeah, she dominates Kezra, and I just turn around and kill Kezra. It's easy.
No, but it's like started. Finally
finished what he started years ago.
Oh my god!
So she goes over. She looks you in the eyes and she tries to go into your mind and grab it. And you're just like, no.
Oh my god! Kezra just stares back at her. Get out of my mind! You can't dominate me.
You can't dominate a dragon.
I also thought of Patrick.
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
Our selling point on the show is more SpongeBob references than any other podcast.
I'm just saying, also from the side stuff. Joke's on you. I have the worst will save out of everyone. You picked the wrong guy.
Galetti is angry, and she's just like,
they must be tricking us. They must be immune to magic or something.
Yes.
Elk, it's your turn.
Hold that deception check.
I'm immune to this, bitch.
Yeah. At this point, he's going to do a two action. He's revving up his
yes.
arm. Let's go. Plus 20 to hit. 35.
And this is against Kalini, the Night Hag?
Yeah, Kalini.
Okay, yeah. What was your total?
35.
35. I invite you to please describe your kill. There's no way your minimum is going to let her
Especially
live.
Especially with the cold iron damage on top of that.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, he just winds his arm back up and just hurls it with so much force that it just probably just, like, severs right through her neck. Like, it passes, sticks to the wall, and then comes right back, and then her head just kind of dangles. And then collapses. Like, I imagine, like, cold iron, it's kind of like, I'm trying to think of which show it was, but it was like cold iron touches and just like hisses. It's like silver vampire, or like werewolves and stuff.
Oh yeah.
So it's like bubbling her skin and she just slits her
throat. If you guys remember, I said that the Anis Hag, their claws are actually made of cold iron. Which is why they literally bully themselves to get to the top of the coven.
Weak the cold iron nerds. It brings it back and it's covered in blood. And then just looks at the other one and immediately. Ooh. I don't know. What do I try another knowledge check on this top one?
On the top one? Yeah, go ahead. I will let you.
Society.
Either or. I'll tell you that they're both ridiculously hard, so.
Great. Let's see. My cold is only a plus 13, so let's go. No, that is a 15.
You are certain that they can read your mind?
Oh, no.
I do not doubt that.
No.
At this point, I know you're just kind of like, oh, I get dubious knowledge because I crit failed this, but... I would legit think that.
Right,
the one just tried to use Dominate, man. I don't know. I'm freaking out.
Right, that's along the same lines, right? Yeah.
I think they can read our minds. Let's steal.
They can't read our minds. Right. Still.
Put these aluminum
foil. Their vision's some movement.
Put these aluminum foil hats on.
I'm passing them out.
Would that be the funniest? Would that be the funniest quirk to hags? Where like if you just stand still, they're like, "Where'd he go?"
I'm used to people.
Where is he? All right. Is that the end of your turn? All right. Sina, the Anis Hag that is directly to the south. She is extremely angry that you killed her sister. So she is going to reach out and she is going to strike at
her other sister.
If she's just straight up enlarged, then yeah, she does.
Yeah.
She's not straight up enlarged. It's just how Anis Hags look, actually.
Oh, okay.
They're big.
Yeah, they big.
They're big.
All right. So here's what she's going to do. She wants to.
And the thing, she's gonna be,
I've never met a man tall as me.
Oh, no, you know what? She's going to reach out and she's just going to strike out at Kezra twice.
Retributive strike.
Yeah.
Let's get the first one off. 26 to hit.
That's a hit.
Wait,
Kelly.
You are within 5 feet of me.
So how much AC do I get?
Plus 2 AC.
Well, that brings me to 26, so...
Damn it.
Alright.
Alright, so let's deal the damage here. 14 points of slashing damage.
Which goes to 5 because I'm a true strike.
Sweet.
And 36 to hit.
That is a critical.
Oh my god.
Let's go.
Who's so,
here?
Yeah, plus two.
Yeah, plus two. Okay.
Oh my
34
god.
Points of damage.
Oh my gosh! What?
Yes. Oh god.
36 points of damage. The two gets doubled too.
Oh! Yep. Oh! Right! Yeah.
Gosh.
Alrighty.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Basically.
All right. So she's still gonna go after Kesra here.
Wait, do you have weapon specialization? There's a crit effect on your sword.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. What is it?
I would think he does at this point.
He does. Like so what sword? Is sword weapon crit weapon specialization?
It's probably
there might be a specific one for he's used the master sword, so yeah, whatever long sword or the one handed sword one is.
Yeah, sword. The target is made off balance, becoming flat-footed until the start of your next turn.
Sick. Very nice.
It's even easier to hit.
Even easier. Okay. We'll exactly. 27 to hit there, Kel?
27 hits.
Yeah, alright. 18 points of damage.
I can make that one worse, man.
That's alright, you've done plenty.
And then her last action, she's going to rend.
Oh, man.
Of course.
She puts one into one collar and one into the other, and then she just goes... So requirement is the monster hits the same enemy two consecutive strikes of the listed type of the same round. Monster automatically deals that strike's damage to the enemy.
Oof.
So let me go ahead and I just hit damage again. Another 15 points of slashing damage. Man. And then, Benson, it is your turn.
Benson immediately lays on hands Kesra. Next round, you have plus the AC and you gain 24 hit points off the gun.
Nice.
Man, who needs Adelar?
Ada who?
Benson heals once and goes, well, I'm spent.
I'm done. Actually, I have one more.
That's all you get for today.
I have two bonus spells. Okay, let's go and see if Benson can get another juicy crit. Yeah. 30, he's already hit.
She is flat-footed, so that just hit still.
Yeah. 15 points of damage.
Alright.
And you know what, just because I'm feeling like it, we'll do another one. Another 30.
Damn. Good shit.
Jeez. Alright, good.
Another 15 points of damage.
No way.
Wow. I would invite you to describe your kill.
So, Benson, after bringing down the absolute wrath of God, this thing still gets to Kesra, does massive damage. Benson just leans a large stone hand down, grabs Kesra, picks him back up, healing him. And then just running through this hag, just swords flying, furious that this disgusting, sick, evil thing hurt his friend. Oh. So, she has been cut to ribbons.
Yes. Benson literally is like a large stone giant covered in armor.
Right? Yes.
You guys fought one golem and you were like, that's a good idea.
I just like to think that it's just like Benson large and he just kind of touches Kesra and like palms his head. He's like, there, there, little buddy.
Bonk, bonk. Alright, is that the end of your turn?
Yeah. I mean, I could do some damage if I wanted to. Although that was like, in one turn, Benson did like 80 points of damage to this hag.
All right. It is now Rusty Man's turn. And she is going to let me move the one hag's body out of the way as she's in pieces and she angry at you. Going to run over and attack you twice, Benson.
That's fair.
It's like you don't
I just turned your friend into Chuck Rose.
There's going to be 30 to hit.
As Benson gets a free action to raise her shield and bat her claws away.
does she use her claws?
She does, and here's the issue with putting your shield up against Rusty May specifically.
Oh, man.
Ooh. She has something called rust on her fingers.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Rusty May ain't just a name.
Well, I'm using the spine shield.
Yeah, his
shield's
made
of a metal shield.
So, well, yeah, is it...
He's using a bone shield.
Well... Oh, yeah, okay. Alright, well, okay, then it does, so then it's just going to be regular damage, then?
Oh, my gosh.
Fair enough.
Paladin wall.
Alright.
Wow.
Let me see. Yeah, metal. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's just metal.
Wow.
Okay. So, damage. 19 points of slashing damage.
Oh.
Okay.
Wait, you take 5 less because of stone skin. Nice. That's incredible.
Alright, and
okay,
then...
Okay, the spine shield does say it is a steel shield.
Just
so you know.
Oh, okay.
Alright.
Rusty May's claws cause metal to rapidly rust and corrode. Here's the really, really big kicker. I was waiting for Benson. If a creature uses a shield block reaction with a metal shield against Rusty May's claw attack, the shield is automatically broken.
That's annoying.
Holy shit.
Did you?
I'll just have to use an action to get my other magical shield.
Did you actually shield block, or did you just raise your shield with the reaction?
I guess I technically raised my shield, but I mean, that should count, right?
Raising shield and shield block is different.
Shield block.
No, I just raised my shield then.
Oh, you just
to boost
shield.
AC.
Okay.
Yeah, so technically that shouldn't hit because your AC is what, like 33 when that's up?
32.
Oh,
right. Okay, gotcha. Okay, well, alright, so then the damage didn't go through then. Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, then, for second attack.
Mm.
Well, now I said it all. alright, last. Wow, she did not roll well. Mm. Oh my god. That is 29.
Yeah, I can roll that. Oh. I like when she rolled that.
Yeah. Alright, that is the end of her turn. Kezzer Devrajan, it's your turn.
Well, Kezzer was gonna summon his dragon, but I don't think I need that anymore, so he's just gonna open up his mouth and shoot out a big old line of lightning out of him. Roll another reflex save.
Yeah, we still know where the bone devil went, though, I'm just saying, bro.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. I was way more worried about killing the bone devil when it was surrounded by hags. I think we can hit.
True.
Alright, so yeah, reflex save.
The Ben Devil's just like, eh. I can leave. I don't need this shit. I'm going back to hell, guys.
Alright, so what are you doing, Kel?
I'm using my dragon breath, lightning line.
Okay, so she needs to make a reflex save.
Yes, please.
Yes. Alright, she does get the, turn that on, okay. Natural 20.
Oh. Yeah.
Nothing.
96 on the waist.
Well, she break dances out of the way.
Classic.
Natural 20 on the reflex save is you just break dance.
It's every single time. Mm-hmm. It's nothing else.
I feel like we run into dungeons and it's like, wait a minute. There's carpet on the floor! Kezzer, run!
We'll never hit him with spells!
With my last action, I will... let's see. I will take a step back into the hallway. Cower behind Benson's large ass.
Hide behind his leg.
Alright, as you shoot off that lightning bolt, she sort of dodges and she sort of like goes to the floor, dodges perfectly, and you can see her kind of like panting and breathing out of like anger and desperation. And you see her call out and look to the corners of the room, and she's like, Hazanek, if you're so powerful, then help me kill these mortals.
Wonder what that is.
It's just peer pressure.
Grimshaw, it's your turn.
All right, Grimshaw looks Cassock Lance behind his shoulder to Elkwood and says, "May the great Chrono Worm guide your bow." And he reaches out his hand and a worm made of stars crashing through portals of time is circling your head, and your next attack, or skill check if you choose, you get to roll twice and take the better.
Oh, nice. I'll definitely use Star Wars, but yeah.
Yep. It's called Guide the Timeline.
Damn, what is
this? You say Space Worm.
Time Worm. No, it's called the Chrono Worm. Put some respect on that.
And then he walks up and strikes out.
Alrighty.
A miss.
Yeah, miss.
Three on the die. Right. That's a miss.
Thanks,
you. Yep.
At least I did something useful with my turn.
Okay. Elkwood, it is your turn. You are bolstered by Grimshaw's blessing.
No, it's the Chrono Worm. It's not me.
Oh, thank you.
Bolstered by a silly, silly space worm. I'm gonna make this as uncool as cool as it actually is.
Sounds like fun. Sounds like the worm from Adventure Time.
Just going. All right, so he is blessed. He's too blessed to be stressed. So he is going to change his hunt prey to her.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to take his two actions and use the effect. So he kind of holds the blade up in front of him, kind of sees the stars of the Star Knight, and then it kind of blends in with the worm itself. And he said it gives a plus. Oh, it's just a luck roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is going to be... okay, that's a good thing on the luck roll, because one was a 5 and one was an 18. So so that plus 2 is a plus 20, so that is a 38 to hit.
That is a hit.
Unfortunately, I wonder how...
Wait, she's flat-footed. She's flat-footed because of John's thing, right?
No, that was the other one.
That was the other one.
That died.
The one that John killed.
Dang it.
Damn it.
John killed the other one too fast.
No, I'm glad you are.
Sorry, I do my job so well.
Hold on, let me bring her back to life. So that is... Oh, shit. That is a good fucking roll. So that is a... 19 damage somehow. I'm trying to figure that one out because I'm like 8, 4, and 8. Oh, yeah, plus that. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I was like, plus strength modifier because my, goes up.
Oh, yeah.
Because I get a plus 5 for all that shit. So,
oh, my gosh.
That's a 19 plus damage, and it's cold iron. If that does anything to her.
Nope. I mean, she got cold iron fingers.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes it's just like, a good thing.
Just don't touch my fingers.
Yeah.
All right. Got those wings with the really long fingernails.
Yeah. I like it when you go to the bank and they have the super long ones and they like type like they have to like bend their fingers upward to like type. It's always it's funny.
But
all right, is that the end of your turn? Not gonna bring Vimir in here.
I can't bring him in because he's connected to me. So.
Oh, yeah, where do you want him? Just ping, and I'll pull him in.
I'll have him... Put him there.
Fly to the back of the room and...
Hey, two actions. Okay, so two actions. I could put her right up next to her so she can just get a nice, juicy swing on her. Yeah,
she bites his head off like I was yelling.
That bone devil is not invisible in the room anywhere, is he?
Jake.
Oh, UFC invisibility.
Jake.
Oh, there he is.
He is, in fact, on the southeast side of the room.
I just like the fact that like Kezra's just like mentally blocking out this bone double. Like, it's not right. There, it's not there, it's not there, it's not there.
he is just standing there with his arms crossed, just watching.
He's a devil. He's really like,
Kessler was very focused when he walked into this room, and he fired that line into the opposite side of the room, and he was focused on these hags. And then, as his turn ends, he kind of like glances to the bottom right corner, and notices this bone devil just standing there watching the fight in this one.
Yep. Vincent, it's your turn.
All right. Well, I have another target in front of me, so...
As you look over for a second, you see Kessler's eyes just go wide. Just,
oh. natural one.
Kelly, if you want to draw the card, you can. Otherwise, we do have a critical fumble deck in Foundry. We can.
Whoa. Use. I bought this deck. We used it.
That's fair. I figured as much. I figured. Go ahead.
I'm the fumble deck.
I am the fumble deck.
Oh, man. Sorry. You hit an ally adjacent to you or an ally adjacent to the target.
Aww.
So you
have to. Well, the bone devil isn't fighting us right now.
That's true. He could be an ally.
He's a target.
You never know.
I don't know.
Alright, go ahead and hit Kessler.
Take care of my 2 points down, sir.
Wait, John, retributive strike.
Yep.
Retributive strike, hit yourself. Wait a minute.
Wait, can I hit Tim's character?
No.
It's too far.
Second one to miss, and I'll swing for the fences just for the fun of it. 25.
Well,
that was shit around for me.
Nope.
Nope. That's all I can do.
All right.
See, it's gonna happen one day. The hit Kezra.
I mean, I just have like a fiery roll of luck there. So.
Yeah. So it's Rusty goes. Ah, my time has come. Knowing that you did not hit her. First claw strike on you, Benson. Remember, you are clumsy, by the way, because of how big you are right now.
Yeah. So your AC is down by one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a 30 total. Oh, God.
Shields up. Walking away.
Hell of a wall.
Gosh.
I hate it. And a natural one.
Hey! Speaking of that,
fumble deck.
Time is now. Oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
Claw strike. Why?
She touched her thigh with her own.
Yeah, it's all claws. All
right. She goes and swings wildly at Benson and stumbles a bit and smacks her head on his shield and she gets bonked and she is stunned too.
Oh, whoa. Oh,
she's stunned too?
Oh, my God.
Goodness gracious.
What a brutal thing!
So she loses her last action then, right?
Would, and then she goes to stun one now?
Yeah, she'll get stun one.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Well, that's incredible.
Well, that's good. Well, she can still get ringed off next turn.
No, because you need 3 actions for end, mm-hmm. and she'll have 1 out of 2 actions next turn.
And if she's going to hit you or Grimshaw twice in a row.
Both of your ACs are...
I thought with her massive to hit, she'd be doing it. I'm just rolling crap.
Such is life. And Jake's
life. Kezra, your turn. Such is my life. Yeah,
that's true.
You guys are lucky. I'm the GM.
So many more characters would have died. Like, it literally took a lathe.
To kill Adler. Kezra, your turn. Wrap this fight up, please.
Yeah, okay.
Because Benson failed to do this.
Oh.
All right. Let's see what I can do. Kessra will... Yeah. I don't want to burn a big spell on her right now. Burn a small spell, yes.
You do see the devil, so...
Yeah, but he's not doing anything, and I don't know if I want to, like, provoke him for no reason.
He's just there.
Yeah, he's just there. So, Kessra...
He's hedging his bets right now. He's like, I don't want to step in there.
Guys are all up in my AoE, Johns. And
to remind you guys about what was happening before you guys walked in here, they were arguing about something. So
Yeah, they were.
There's some heated debate happening, so.
Alright, Kesra is just going to... like this. I don't think I have a good option that I want to do.
Just do like a ray of frost.
He'll yeah. step up and he's going to do Vampiric Touch. So roll a 42.
Ooh, save. Okay.
Alright.
Fortitude save.
Right, is that an attack roll? It's a
fortitude
what?
Save.
Alrighty. That is. Yep. 37.
Exactly a critical success, so I do nothing.
Gosh. Yep.
She specs her hand out of the way and goes, "Don't touch me!"
Filthy.
Two critical successes in a row. Oh. Okay, that's it.
Alright. Grimshaw.
Grimshaw's like, "Kesra, watch your hot hands." And he does a chill touch on her.
Okay.
So, another fortitude save.
Another fortitude save.
Good at those.
Yeah, she is.
She sure is. Natural one.
Oh my gosh.
Natural one for a 24.
That's still a fail. That's a critical fail. Okay. Oh my gosh. That means you're also enfeebled one.
Oh my god.
Plus 23 fortitude. Holy fuck.
I feel like I know what this bag is now, but.
I mean, I'll tell you, she's just a really, really powerful Anus hag.
Oh, is she? Okay. Because yeah. I know there are such things called rust hags, so I just.
You are not going to believe this. What? 30 points of damage.
Holy shit.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
What?
This is still up?
Oh, yeah.
Alright.
He's like. Please.
Please.
Alright, so just keep in mind, enfeebled one. As I strike yep, out with my Morning
it's
Star.
It's like, if the Dutch won't chill ya, maybe the Morning Star Milani will.
And
she is flanked, but that's the only negative flanked. That she gets, because Enfeebled and Stun doesn't do it. Yeah.
Well, hopefully a 28 hits?
Just because she's flanked, yes. Okay. Yeah, so go ahead and roll damage. What damage type is your mace there?
Bludgeoning.
Alrighty.
It can also be piercing.
That's true. It can also be piercing. It's 15 points damage.
Alright, she seems to take all that bludgeoning with no problem.
But she doesn't take any damage.
No. I mean, no. Sorry, no problem for you.
Okay.
Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
We're changing the rules midway.
I changed the rules. I altered the rules. Priya did not alter them any further.
So I did 45 points. I did 45 points of damage and she's still not down?
Yes.
Ah, I really wanted that kill though, Jake. Are you sure?
Sorry. I'm sorry, yeah.
Alright, that's my turn.
Elk, your turn.
Okay. So now that everyone's kind of crowding around her, he's like, oh shit, I want to get up on this. He is going to stride up. God damn it, Amir. Stop.
I don't know why you're connected here.
Yeah.
You're right there. Yeah.
He quick draws out his freshly new minted thing that Kesra helped him make.
Ooh.
Which was the strike wounding elven curve blade. So, if I hit with this, it does wounding on her.
Oh, man.
So, it gives a D6 bleed.
Mm-hmm.
So, it glows a little, probably, with, like, runes just kind of, like, glowing red, like, along the
side. Yes.
Let's see. Plus 18 to hit. That is a 13. So, plus 18. That is a 31.
That is a hit.
Sweet. Beautiful. That is a 3d8.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Damage. Where is that? 21 points of slashing damage.
21.
Okay.
And at the end, I believe, weapons with wounding runes are said to thirst for blood. When you hit a creature with a wounding weapon, you deal an extra 1d6 persistent bleed damage. So okay. I think that happens at the end of her turn.
Is that right, Kyle? I saw we got a correction in the Discord about that.
About what?
Yeah, persistent damage. It ticks at the end of the turn.
Yeah, okay.
Apparently.
End of her turn.
Okay, got
end
it.
Of her turn. So he makes right. like a gash like somewhere on her, like her iron skin just yeah. kind of gets severed slightly.
Sweat. All right, is that the end of your turn?
Oh shit, no, because that was only one hit. I can yeah. swing again.
Swing,
sure.
Swing.
You are flanking, so yeah, she does have a little bit lower.
Oh shit, that's good. 18 on the die that time.
Okay.
Yes. So that is a plus 13. So that actually comes out to a 31 again.
Oh my gosh.
Okay then.
So 33. Yeah, so,
yep. That's,
but this time,
there's hit.
No Hunter's Edge. 10 points of damage.
Just 10 points? Doesn't seem to do anything, I'm sorry.
Oh.
So still, bleed damage at the end of her turn.
Yep. Benson, your turn.
Alright. Benson's gonna try to end this lady.
Please kill her.
This fine tag.
You are flanking and you're big. Just go at
29.
It.
29.
That is a hit.
19 points of damage.
Okay. Still alive. I think you can do it with this next attack.
Oh my gosh.
Not with a 16.
Nope.
But rolling sweeper, fuck the fences, it's gonna get an actual 20 and no problem.
Let's see.
Nothing wrong. Yeah, it happens.
This episode is so
about
long.
Halfway through this fight, I was like halfway through this fight, I was like, oh, we're gonna finish this up quick.
No. Ah, shit, I forgot. I was like, oh, I should have sent Famir in, and I completely forgot he was there.
Oh, yeah.
It is late, alright?
Yeah,
you spun around like a cartoon character. You're wide open, and you're flat-footed until the end of your next round.
You know, as far as fumbles go, I'm pretty okay with that.
I'm getting good fumbles.
Yep.
Yeah, surprisingly.
I fumble like the best of them, man.
Hit Kezra, spin around.
Hitting Kezra kind of wasn't
good. For her last turn, well, presumably, she sees Benson flopping around. She's going to strike out at him, only because it just seems like the best option. Come on. 40 to hit.
Oh, my gosh. Is that a crit?
Nope.
All right.
The so, Grimshaw's within 15.
14
feet.
Do what? Oh, yeah. 14 points of slashing damage. But now we need to talk about...
I think it's actually 3 points of slashing damage because I activate Liberating Step.
Oh, okay.
What do you...
It's called,
well, how does Liberating Step work here?
It says, if the trigger was an ally taking damage, the ally gains resistance to all damage against the trigger and damage equal to 2 plus your level. So 11 points of damage is gets reduced.
That doesn't even get through my hardness, huh?
Yeah, because you've got your shield and you've got some, so no damage.
And full armor.
So here's the thing, though. The rust. All it says is that she needs to succeed at a claw strike. She deals 2d6 points of damage to a metal item the target is wearing or holding,
yeah.
Ignoring its hardness.
Yeah, he's got you there. Technically hit.
So she is going after your armor there, Benson.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
So your armor takes 7 points of damage, ignoring hardness.
Okay.
So just write that down somewhere.
Yep.
Take 7 points.
Woof.
Noted.
Next attack. 22.
Close.
Okay. And then she's going to last attack. 28.
Nope.
Okay. All right. That is the end of her turn.
The one she's stunned.
She continues.
Oh yeah, she was stunned.
Oh, she was, yeah.
Yeah,
she wouldn't get the last one off anyway. She's no longer stunned, and then she's going to be taking this persistent damage, correct?
Yes, 1d6.
All right.
1d6. So go ahead and roll the d6 here, and then I'm going to roll a flat check.
Benson, you have your armor has at least 36
4 points of bleed.
Yeah.
All right. She does. What was the flat check for bleed?
15.
15.
15. She does not do it, so she would take bleed next turn, too. How much damage does there work? 4. Right?
Green blood. I don't know how they bleed.
Yeah, gray. I don't know. Kezra.
Alright, Kezra.
Puncher.
Yeah, okay. He activates his claws. And he will do a true strike.
There we go.
A 19 and a 16. So.
Oh, wow.
So the nat 19, which I am flanking with Grimshaw, because she's big.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
That will be. I looked at the wrong statistic. Okay. 35 to hit.
That'll hit. Damn. Go ahead and roll some damage.
Is that a crit?
No.
No.
So like 6 or actually, I think it might be 5 short of crit there.
Yeah, she's tanky.
Mm-hmm. Flanking not so much, but yeah.
Alright, that'll be 9 points of damage.
That's all physical, right?
It's all slashing, yes.
Nope, doesn't do anything.
Why do you resist the Ray of Frost? It's a good spell.
I don't know. I like doing damage. Or I like swinging.
is that the end of your turn?
I'll cast shield.
Alright. Grimshaw, your turn.
Alright, Grimshaw swinging with the Morning Star of Milani. Let's do it.
She's flanking. She's on her last legs. She's in the single digits. You can do it.
Okay. Alright. He missed, but I am going to spend a hero point for this.
I don't know about that, my man.
That's my sitch, alright? My sitch is I spend hero points unwisely, because that's what heroes do.
That's what heroes do.
And they roll a lot better, so I actually got a 35. There it would have turned a miss to a hit.
That'll hit.
Killer.
Alright, remember this bludgeon damage. Keep this in mind when I tell you this super low roll. So 9 points.
I invite you to describe your kill.
I describe my kill by the fact that as I kill this creature, as I just cave in on her like stone scaly skin, the Morningstar Milani drinks in the death as I become empowered.
Right. As she dies and you become empowered by that. You hear someone in particular laugh in the corner of the room.
Pathetic weaklings.
And Kezra, you see that bone devil disappear.
Oh, he's done.
Neat. I'll see you guys next time.
Oh, man.
Stressful.